From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating from the studios here at the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And if you are a regular listener, I want to welcome you back. Thank you so very much for being there by the radio or by whatever device you're using to listen to the program. And if you are a first-time listener, welcome aboard. And normally what we do here on the Living Truth Broadcast is to take one subject for 1 week. Sometimes it goes into 2 or 3 weeks. But we look at the subject for a week or so that we might do our very best in communicating what the Bible says about that subject. And this week we are looking at what I'm calling an overview of biblical missions. And to be honest, it is really impossible to teach everything that the Bible says about missions 15 minutes a day for 5 days in a row. But I'm trying to give you an overview of it. And I trust that you have had the opportunity of being there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And if not, if you're a first-time listener today, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we'll be willing to send you both a CD as well as the notes of this study on missions. And it's free for the asking because we like to get this material out to those of you who are interested in understanding biblical truth. But we've been emphasizing missions, and I mentioned several times so far that the Great Commission, which is where the Lord Jesus Christ teaches the concept of missions, is given in 5 books of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. And when you look at each one of the presentations of the Great Commission in those passages, you see a different emphasis. In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, you see the process of the Great Commission. In Mark 16, verses 14 through 16, you see the prospect of the Great Commission. In Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 49, you see the preaching of the Great Commission. In John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23, you see the personnel of the Great Commission. And then in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, you see the promise of the Great Commission. And then as you read throughout the book of the Acts, you see the actual working out of missions. And I've been emphasizing that the book of the Acts is really the handbook of missions. Yes, indeed, the handbook of the local church in the New Testament. And so if we want to understand biblical missions and the function of the local church, it's a good thing to read and study the book of the Acts. Now, yesterday, taken from Acts chapter 14, verses 20 through 23, actually verses 19 through 23, we gave you a definition of missions, and I define missions as this. It is the ministry of the local church, and by the way, it is the ministry of the local church. Missions should be funneled through the local church. It is the ministry of the local church in the proclamation of the gospel with the goal of evangelizing the lost, edifying the Christian, and establishing new local churches. And that's based on Acts chapter 14, verses 19 through 23, where it tells us there that they evangelized the lost, they edified the Christians, and then they established local churches. But what I want to emphasize today is the fact that missions is promoted throughout all of the Scripture. From Genesis through Revelation inclusive, there is some element of missions mentioned all throughout the Word of God. I've said many times down through the years that missions is close to the heart of God. And we can see that in the sense that he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to suffer and to bleed and to die and then to resurrect again on the third day, so that through faith in him we might have everlasting life. So truly, missions, evangelism, introducing people to Jesus Christ, is very, very close to the heart of God. And the thing that we need to understand is that the foundation of all biblical missions is to make God known so that people can have a personal relationship with him through Jesus Christ. That's something that you might want to write down, that the foundation of biblical missions is to make God known so that people can have a personal relationship with him through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Obviously, back in the Old Testament times, they looked forward, as it were, to the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And in this dispensation of grace in which we live, we look back to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. But let me just share with you, just for your own study, just for informational purposes, I want to share with you how that missions is emphasized in every part of the Bible, based upon the concept of evangelism and making God known. For instance, one passage in the Old Testament that we can turn to is found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45, and I would encourage you to turn to this passage in your copy of God's Word and mark it. Isaiah chapter 45, and I would like to begin reading with verse 20, where it says, "Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations." That would have been the Gentile nations, or a reference to those who would be unsaved. It goes on to say, "They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven images and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior? There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." That's Isaiah chapter 45, verses 20 through 22. And what we see there is the emphasis on evangelism, which is the foundation of missions. God says, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." The reason why we need to be involved in missions and evangelism is that people might get to know that there is only one God, and there's only one way to be saved, and that is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So missions is emphasized in the Old Testament. Missions is also emphasized in the Gospels. And of course, I've been talking this week about the Great Commission that is emphasized in the Gospels. But look, if you would please, at Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Now, I realize that this is no doubt a review to many of you, but I also realize that there may be many of you who you've just been saved. You're just new to the local church. You're just new to this concept of missions, and you may not understand it thoroughly. Well, look at Mark chapter 15 and verse Chapter 16, and verse 15. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, where Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Very clear. Those are the words of the Lord Jesus. Missions in the Gospels. "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Then we see that missions is emphasized in the book of the Acts. Now, if you've been with me throughout the course of this week, you'll know that it's emphasized in Acts because, as I've been emphasizing, the book of the Acts is the handbook of missions for the New Testament. But notice Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, "But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And so we see that the Great Commission and missions is emphasized in Acts. It is also emphasized in the epistles. As a matter of fact, the concept of missions, making God known to the world, is emphasized in one way, shape, or form in every epistle of the New Testament. But notice, if you would please, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, where it says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." We are ambassadors for Christ. That involves missions. That involves evangelism. That involves making God known to the world. But then we also see that missions and evangelism is spoken of in the book of the Revelation. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. As we draw to the end of the sacred Holy Scriptures, it says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let them that heareth say, Come. And let them that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." And so you see, missions and evangelism is found in the Old Testament, in the Gospels, in the Acts, in the Epistles, in the book of the Revelation. What should that tell us, beloved? It should tell us that missions is a priority in the heart of God. And missions should be a priority in your life and in my life as well. Is it? Is it? Ma'am, sir, are you involved with missions? Are you praying for missions? Are you giving to missions? Are you willing to go into missions? Pastor, is your local church high on missions? Is missions a priority in your local church? Missions is a priority in the heart of God, and it should be a priority in our heart as well. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will conclude our study as we look at some more biblical truth on missions. And I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say the best is yet to come. Jesus could return again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.